This is Corey.
This is Patricia. Stay tuned for our upcoming episode.
This is Corey.
This is Patricia.
This is Corey and Patricia, and welcome to a new episode of our podcast.
We're talking.
Good evening, everybody. Back with another podcast. And
hello, hello.
Joined by my lovely co-host, my wife, Patricia.
That's me.
So how's it been going, baby?
It's going good. It's going good. It's going okay.
Yeah, we've been having technical difficulties because I've just been some updates to the program, and I'm over here struggling to get it going. But you know, we back up.
Yeah.
How you been doing the past month? Doing fine?
Yeah, I've been doing great. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, been working and a lot of things don't happen in that past month.
Yeah, my man making me mad every day for the last couple weeks.
No, we worked through marriage, working through as one, joining together, working it out. Married couple, working on out.
Yeah.
So how you been doing? Been doing all right?
Yeah, I've been doing great. What's up? What about you?
Too loud or something?
No, it's fine. Come on. Rolling.
Well, I've been doing fine. Working.
Yeah.
A lot been going on in the news. We got the midterms coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Princess Queen Elizabeth passed away.
What you about to say, Princess of Liberty?
I'm over here struggling, getting tongue twisted.
Lord, help us this evening.
What else going on? There's a lot of things going on. You know, the economy, got the election coming up.
Yeah.
Fall is coming. It was 94 one day. Now it's about 70 something the other day.
Yeah.
That's here in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Not cool, but it was in the 80s.
It's in the air. You can definitely feel it.
Not as high, but Monday and Tuesday was kind of hot. It was like 90 something. But then the next day it dropped down to in the 70s. And it's going to be a cool weekend. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah, right. Then up Christmas. The street, as they say.
Yeah, then Christmas. So, yeah, this Audacity program had an update.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you do the update, you got to restart the computer. I was just trying to get it to work. It wasn't nothing. It was wasn't clicking and it wasn't connecting to the voice meter program. I was like, oh, man, here we go. That just tells us when we start back on this podcast grind, we need to upgrade some microphone and some of our connections.
Right.
Because we're using basically a...
Yeah, what was that?
The battery. We're basically using programs. The Audacity good in the voice meter because we don't have a thing for our microphone. So we're using like
Right.
A what's called app. So, like we're saying about the weather, baby. So, you think it's getting cool now? You like the weather?
No, I'm not a big fan of
cool weather.
Yeah,
I like it cool, not cold. But it's late September, start of the equinox, start of fall, is it?
Yeah,
I like fall.
It's gonna snow after a while.
When? No, I know you like when it snow. You know, when I was a kid, yeah, but when I get older, it's like, oh, man, just hold stuff up. If I'm feeling like I don't want to go to work today.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like when I was a kid. Now it's just like, well, it's weather. So, you know, whatever happened.
Right.
So. And, so, you know, what about,
What?
Oh, nothing.
What, babe?
Now, so,
tripping.
What's up? Yeah, I am tripping, man.
Yeah, you tripping big time over there.
With this podcast stuff for a minute.
Yeah, about an hour or so. What's that noise like? That continuing noise like...
Yeah. That's continuing noise. So I just hope it don't bleed into the podcast. It's going to be a nasty sounding podcast.
It's not that bad. So what's up?
Not much, you know, fall. We were talking about the news earlier. This election about to happen.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth passed and said Princess Libby passed again.
Yeah.
You know, and the election coming up and the economy seemed to be, the world economy seemed to be struggling.
Yeah.
The war still going on, Russia, Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you been paying, been seeing, I've been paying attention to?
I've been kind of, gazing at, not gazing, but a little here and there reading about Queen Elizabeth passing, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, and a couple, you know, comedians, you know, that passed, and, you know, just kind of, you know, the church world, you know, kind of paying attention to those things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, been a lot of, I don't read those, what's going on with the monarch. It's be popping up in my news feed.
Yeah.
Their media's messy over there in London, in England. Such and such thing looked this way. They was looking at him like, really? Yeah. I always go and click that thing and be like, not interested.
Yeah.
Well, y'all keep sending me these news things. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But it's like it's, what's the word? Tabloid like news that they have over there.
Oh, yeah.
Concerning that, though, you know, the royal family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't really been paying attention to it because it's more important things that going on than, I'm not saying her death is not important, so don't judge me on that, because it's a lot of things going on, a lot, you know, in the world. You know, people are hungry, people going homeless, people losing their job, business closing down.
Yeah.
People losing their houses. So it's a lot of more
out today going on. And we just noticed with a lot of these Family Dollar store closing.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
You're like,
no, I didn't just notice that, but I noticed the one that I usually go to closed down.
Remember, I was telling you about the one that I passed going to work, how they closed like at 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I got off work and I stopped by that one day. One going down Lawrence Road, they were closed.
Yeah.
They just can't find workers. They got to have to up their pay. They can't do that. They just have to close.
All right. So, yeah. It's a lot going on. Yay!
Almost forgot, boy. That's why I was like, oh, man, I'm fooling with this computer.
It's coming tomorrow.
I guess. It said it does. It's laptop, and I got distracted from other stuff.
My husband ordered me something on Amazon, y'all. He expect me to pay him back, but I'm not.
I almost forgot. It would have been came here Monday, because I was fooling around with this, you know, the update on the laptop and everything, and to get this recording program working right.
Yeah.
And I just remembered it, and it said I have 25 minutes left.
For real?
To get it by tomorrow.
Oh.
It would have came Monday. I was like, oops, I forgot. So, yeah. It should be here tomorrow. No Amazon, so. Any plans, you know, got coming up?
Actually, want to take a trip to Myrtle Beach in December, but I think our church planning on like a couples retreat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were saying something.
But if not, if that don't take place, I definitely want to go for the weekend. I really, really do, baby. I really do.
It'll be cold. No,
I don't care. I'm just ready to get out of Greenville.
Take a quick toe dip in the water.
Leave that Thursday. Yeah. Stay Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come back that Monday. Oh, my God.
I got to save a couple of days for the end of the year. I think they said 2 or 3 for the holiday. Something. I don't know. They changed some stuff at work. So, need a couple of days to at least 2 or 3 to cover the last.
Yeah.
You know, during the holidays.
You know, also I've been talking about, you know, my diet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your weight loss journey.
Yeah, my weight loss journey. It's been okay. It's been rough. I'm not, I'll be honest with you.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy.
No, it's not. Like I said before, I find myself like hungry all the time.
But is it a mind thing? Do you be hungry?
Yeah, I definitely believe it is. But when I do eat, I just eat like maybe 6 ounces because I used to eat 3 to 4 ounces. So eat now more than it's that, like you get 6. Sick, right? Yeah, and I still have the dumping syndrome.
You say you weren't taking your meds?
No, I'm not taking them. Why? I'm not. I don't know. But anyway, but
may help you.
After Thanksgiving, I really want to.
You don't need a big meal, so you need a handful.
Come off meat for about 6 months.
You can start that now because you can't eat a lot.
Because I want to wait till after Thanksgiving because the turkey.
Man, forget that turkey. Ham.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about that right now.
That old salted ham. Oh, yeah. Salty. Yeah.
I definitely want ham.
It's soon. It's going to be October in a week and a half. Mm-hmm. October, November, another 2 months.
Time a rolling. Time is a rolling.
Yeah, I like that. Having a break off. I was telling you, when you know, Lord willing, on Christmas and Thanksgiving break, I can get caught up with some of these streaming shows. I haven't been watching TV like that. I haven't started watching the Hulk. I haven't started the other Marvel show. And that Star Wars show just started. Mm-hmm. I saw that. I mean, we watched, The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I haven't started watching the House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
A lot of these shows, I haven't even started yet.
Right.
House of the Cool Hand Corey.
That looks pretty interesting, but that yeah. Hulk woman, I don't know.
Yeah, I probably get caught up doing the. I'm not in a rush to see this stuff. But the good thing is when you wait, you can binge it all at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With Disney, you got to wait. Sometime when that new show come out, they'll release the first couple of episodes, but then you have to wait week after week.
Yeah.
During the holidays, I can just binge it. Binge 2 shows in 1 day. I got caught up. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of finance and a lot of crypto videos on YouTube. That's what most I'll be watching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, sound like it.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, I don't know. So what you got? So you got your weight. You know, how do you think of your weight loss? You like the results so far?
I do like the results. I do.
You know, because.
But I also think. Excuse me. What's going on?
Yeah, you got up early. I heard you early this morning. Yep. Dibbity dap. In the world, go to bed.
I am satisfied. It's just, I just want to lose. I thought I would lose a lot more.
But you haven't been going to the gym and exercise?
No, I haven't. I just got lazy.
You haven't been doing that?
I did get lazy.
Your protein?
Y'all. Protein, I definitely been up to date with my protein.
Yeah, eat more protein. I had the surgery, y'all. That's it. Now I know it ain't.
Really? I know you definitely have to put in the work. You have to put in the work, most definitely. I see that now.
You know, you're going to initially lose that weight because you can only eat so much. And you got to, you know, stay hydrated. Get your protein and your fiber.
Yeah.
And, you know, exercise. You ain't got to do much. You can just walk 10 minutes 4 days a week. Walk in place. Remember I used to do that?
Yeah.
When COVID happened, man, they shut the gym down for 7 months.
I miss Gold's Gym.
That's why I gained all that weight. I ain't eating that much, but I ain't doing nothing either.
Really? Yeah. So what's going on?
Fall. Yeah. I like this fall weather. Cool.
Yeah, I know you do. You have me freezing.
I ain't got the
heat on, y'all. I be so cold. I have to wear my, what you call that? That, onesie.
Heated.
Socks on, yeah. T-shirt on.
But you been telling me to turn it down, because I've been turning it off. It's cold. It's hot. You having that hot shower.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot going on. Now, we sticking with this podcast thing.
Yeah, we need to do more.
Yeah, we've been recording a little irregular, just life. But we're still 2 years in, 80 plus episodes in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when life comes, sometimes you just got to squeeze it in. But we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we started doing the COVID, and everything, not everything, but a lot of things were shut down, the gyms and a lot of restaurants were doing drive-thru, so you really couldn't go anywhere. So that's when we started knocking out all these podcasts. But then, you know, everything getting, I'm not going to say back to normal, but back kind of regular. Because it's still abnormal. You got all these restaurants closing down. Especially even here in Greenville. I get these alerts all the time from WYFL saying another store that's been open 20 years, 30 years. They're closing their doors. You see these stores changing their work hours now?
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, these dollar stores, maybe they got too many. Especially in the South, they everywhere. They just like churches. They don't seem to be on every corner. Churches on every corner, yeah. You just like, you know, you got liquor stores on every corner.
Yeah.
And you got dollar stores, Dollar General, and the Dollar Tree. These stores are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just saturated. And with what they're paying their employees, people are looking for other jobs. But the job market is going to be tightening. So, but all these restaurants closing. A lot of them changing their hours.
Wow.
So, I mean, we're seeing it. One of my little restaurants, sometime I stop at when I'm getting off of work.
Yeah.
They change their hours. I got off, I noticed it was a car in front of me. One car in line. He ain't lying. I guess he looked for a while, then he drove off. I'm like, that was fast. And I pulled up to the little thing, and I saw that little sign. 11 to 5, but I get up at 5:30. So they was already closed. I was like, oh, okay. They knew hours. 11 to 5. They ain't no more 11 to 9. Even 11 to 7. I think they had switched down to like 11 to 8, 11 to 7. I get up at 5:30. I get down like 15 minutes. They would be open. But now, 5 o'clock, they close. Because they have to save money. They might end up having to close. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In the day, when we went by the clock, what they say, they only do breakfast on Saturday. They don't do lunch no more. They close, what, 7, 6 to 12 on Saturday? That's it?
What?
The clock.
The clock. Yeah, that was...
You're going to get a vegetable plate. We don't do lunch on Saturday, just breakfast, 8 to 12, whatever, 7 to 12 or whatever. See, we seeing all these restaurants changing their hours or closing down.
Mm-hmm.
We see these dollar stores closing down, changing their hours.
Yeah, things are definitely...
They can't get workers. You know, you can only afford to pay somebody a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not busy, they're not getting really a full 40-hour work week. They're not going to work there. For the most part. And so we seeing it. We seeing what's coming in the economy.
Yeah.
You know, the market's all down. You know, so. They say Europe having some energy issues.
Yeah.
Because they get a lot of their oil from Russia. And Russia, you know, because of the war, because of the support they've given Ukraine, decided not to start selling their oil to Europe anymore. Or shut off. They're selling it all to Europe, so it's a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So what you been seeing out there?
Really? I've been seeing things have changed a lot.
Yeah.
Things have really changed a lot. Grocery stores don't have that much food on the aisles, on the shelves. Yeah. They only have such and such amount. And the prices of, you know, going up, like you said.
Don't get these canned goods stocked up.
It's just, I'm just noticing more people are suffering.
Yeah, because, you know, a couple years ago, all those checks were piling up.
Yeah, we know.
Those stimulus checks.
Yeah, it's just like.
But now it's like new, you know.
You know, we pray for the homeless. We pray for. you know, healing and stuff, but you really, 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 really don't notice them like that until somebody mention, pray for them, or we'll pray for them, and then we'll go on about our business.
Yeah.
But then if you take a seat back and really just look, people are really suffering. You know, yeah. they are really suffering.
And it's just like night and day. A couple years ago, people were bawling. Because getting all the stimulus money, them getting that unemployment, federal money on top of their state unemployment. And now everything's tightening up. And talking about the housing market, the car market, new and used cars are so expensive. Even used cars, so expensive. Houses, that stuff going to be crashing soon.
Yeah, but...
stock market, crypto, commodities,
I'm talking about like
stuff.
More people on the streets. I mean, I just noticed people on the streets, you know, their clothes and how they asking, you know, for a change. And they maybe want a drink or food, but it's just their situation.
Yeah.
It's
not good. It's a lot of help here in South Carolina, but you still see that stuff.
It's a lot of help, but they also get turned away, too.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, lack of education, lack of adequateness, healthcare, you know, a lot of that. So,
a lot of times folks are struggling with stuff. You know, when you struggle with stuff, you battling demons, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got your personal demons, you got the spirit world. You can't shake it. And like they said, most homeless folks, not all, but most mental health stuff are drugs.
Mm-hmm.
If your mentals are all out of whack, you can't function, you can't hold a job, or you can't work, and you know, you might not trust certain situations.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things going on now that a couple years ago people was getting all this money. Now you're seeing the opposite side of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks are going to be losing their jobs, and they got all these restaurants and stores that are closing down or cutting their hours dramatically. You know, it's going to be something for over the next couple of years. Have to stay prayed up.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, y'all get a chance, check out Corey and Patricia Talking. We on some of these platforms. Just check us out on Spotify.
Platform,
Spotify, Apple, Google, you know, Verbal. It's so many of them. Just Google Corey and Patricia, you know. So we want to thank y'all for joining us.
Thank you.
We have some technical difficulties with all these updates to these programs, but we got a little something in today.
Yeah, I just want to pray for a couple people that's listen to this broadcast. I just want to pray against, you know, mind battles. And
yes.
I just want to pray against homelessness. Father, I just pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you move in such a mighty way for your people. Father, strengthen them in their time of need, Father. Oh, God, sense mind battles right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, your word, Psalms 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd and we shall not want, God. God, I thank you, God, for being the head of our lives, Father. Oh, God, I come against all seen and unseen forces of that evil one, Father. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over your people's mindset, Father. Oh, God, let this mind be in you, Lord God, only in you and you alone, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for you are the King of glory. And some of your people asking, who is this King of glory? And your return voice said, I am the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. And God, I thank you, God, for being the head of their lives, oh God, and the head of their family's life, Father. God, I just come against homeless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Strengthen them, God. Strengthen their possibilities, God. Strengthen their wants and needs, oh God. Put it in the right place, oh God, to seek and save after you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, for just us getting our priorities straight, God, before it's everlasting too late, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory for what you're about to do in this season, God. And God, I thank you, God, for just protecting us and shielding us, oh God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
Amen. Anything to say?
No, that's it. I'm good.
Thank y'all for joining us on this
episode. Thank y'all.
Once again, this is Corey.
This is Patricia.
It's Corey and Patricia talking. Y'all have a nice weekend and a blessed upcoming week. Take care. Goodbye. Check out our Verbal station, Corey and Patricia Talkman, on verbal.com. This is Corey.
This is Patricia.
And we are co-hosts of Corey and Patricia Talking Podcast, and we are verbal ambassadors for personal genres.
Check out our playlist.